Thank you for joining us for today's Spotlight. I'm Ryan Gertzma.
And I'm Liz Waid. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
A man walks down the street. He sees a large bus. He sees a large sign on it. It says, "The Coke Side of Life." He continues walking. He sees a large sign on the side of the road, a hoarding, a billboard. It seems to shout at him. Experience the luxury, imperial leather. He sees a long building. Small, square posters cover it. They all read, "Just do it, just do it, just do it." This is the normal experience of many people walking through a city.
You have probably seen sayings like this in a city near you, on buildings, on public transport, on outdoor billboard signs. Businesses use these advertisements to sell things. They hope that the advertisements will make people want their products. Sometimes it seems like we see these advertisements everywhere. Advertisements fill cities. They cover everything, even clothes. But can you imagine if they disappeared? What would your community look like?
The people of São Paulo, Brazil, are able to answer this question. In April 2007, the government of São Paulo made outdoor advertisements illegal, and people have removed most of them. Today, the big street signs, billboards, are all gone. So are the business signs and small posters. And the buses and taxis are also free of advertising.
So why did São Paulo decide to remove all outside advertising? Today's Spotlight is on visual pollution and São Paulo's advertising ban.
Until April 2007, São Paulo was a normal-looking city. Advertisements were everywhere. Some were legal. That is, the government had approved their placement and size. But many more were illegal. People were putting up too many illegal advertisements. The police could not control them all. For example, people were selling the spaces in front of their houses for billboards. This troubled neighborhood communities. It took away green spaces, and it covered beautiful old buildings. The advertisements were covering the city's special character.
In most cities, the mayor is the most important city leader. The mayor of São Paulo is Gilberto Kassab. He had strong feelings about the illegal advertising. He called the signs visual pollution. When most people think of pollution, they think of something that pollutes or damages the air, water, or soil. But visual pollution is something that damages our visual environment, everything that we can see. The mayor believed that the advertisements polluted the appearance of the city. Because of the advertisements, the city looked bad. The mayor wanted to create a more visually beautiful and peaceful city.
So in September 2006, Mayor Kassab proposed a clean city law. Under this law, businesses would have to remove all outside advertisements. The signs outside of businesses would have to be small. And businesses would have to remove all advertising from their windows. This way, the city could start again. The city government agreed to the proposed law. São Paulo would become a clean city. One city leader, Roberto Tripoli, said,
"We are aiming for a complete change of culture. Yes, some people are going to pay a price, but things were out of control. The citizens have made it clear that they want this."
Many businesses were very unhappy about this law. They said that the government was denying their right to communicate to the public. But people supporting the law said that there were many other ways businesses could still communicate with people. They could still use advertisements in newspapers and magazines, and on radio and television. The city government also says that, in the future, it may also permit some outdoor advertising, but only in special advertising areas.
And others believe that the city will look worse without the advertising. Another city leader, Dalton Silvano, voted against the Clean City Law. He used to work in the advertising industry. He said,
"I think this city is going to become a sadder, less interesting place. Advertising is an art form, and when you are in your car or walking alone, it is a form of entertainment. People enjoy looking at it."
But today, most São Paulo citizens are happy that the advertising is gone. In the news magazine Vega, Roberto Pompo wrote about the new law.
"This is an unusual victory of the public interest over private. It is a victory of order over disorder, beauty over ugliness, and of cleanliness over waste. For once, all that usually succeeds in Brazil has lost."
Many people in São Paulo say that the city is more beautiful now. But it has been a big change. Vinicius Galvão is a writer for the newspaper Folha de São Paulo. He said that he gets lost in the city now. He does not always recognize the buildings.
"It is strange because you get lost. My starting point was a big Panasonic billboard. I found my way by seeing that sign. But now my starting point is a beautiful building. The Panasonic billboard used to cover it. The city has a new language now, a new character.
Some discoveries are wonderful, like Vinicius's beautiful building. But Sao Paulo citizens have also made some sad discoveries. For example, billboards covered some very poor communities. When the billboards were gone, people could see the bad conditions there.
And in other parts of the city, the Clean City Law has uncovered bad working conditions. Some businesses use illegal immigrants, and they treat these workers very badly. They force them to work long hours for very little pay. Before the Clean City Law, businesses could cover their windows with advertisements. Nobody could see the bad treatment. But today, the windows must be uncovered, and people can see the workers.
Hopefully, these discoveries will lead to better conditions for all people in Sao Paulo. Augusto Moyo is a leader in an advertising company in Sao Paulo. He told Business Week magazine,
"As a citizen, I think that future generations will thank the current city government for the ban. There is still a lot to do in terms of pollution, air pollution, river pollution, street pollution, and so on. Sao Paulo is still one of the most polluted cities in the world, but I believe that this law is the first step for a better future."
The writer of today's program was Christy Van Aragon. The producer was Joshua Leo. The voices you heard were from the United States. All quotations were adapted for this program. Computer users can hear our programs, read our scripts, and see our word list on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Advertising Ban. We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.